All right, Chris, thanks for holding. I spoke with Cindy, and according to her, any communication that you need needs to be in writing towards the company from now on.
Okay, so you want me to send you a, you want me to mail you a handwritten letter to who?
Let me give you the address. It's P.O. Box.
I want it. So you want me to mail a handwritten letter to a P.O. Box. And who exactly is going to respond to my handwritten letter?
The company will.
The company will. So my services are down. You want me to mail you a letter and realize that's going to take a fucking week, okay, to
Chris,
get there. I will drop it in the mail today. It'll take a week to get there. Assuming somebody even checks the mail that day, it's going to take a week for you to respond. I'm going to send you another letter after receiving that one. It's going to take you another week to respond. So now we're 4 weeks into it. Right? Does that sound stupid to you? Because it sounds really fucking stupid to me.
Chris, if you continue to use language, I will disconnect the call.
Does that sound stupid to you?
Well, per Cindy, who is the supervisor, that's what she's told me to tell you, that any communication needs to be in writing towards the company.
Okay, do you have an email address? Do you have a fax? You know what? Let's fax it. Let's get as stupid as we possibly can. What is your fax number?
Let me...
In fact, I'll have somebody telegraph it to you if you want. We could be more telegraph. I got a ham radio. We can talk to you on ham radio if you want.
Let me give you the email address. How's that?
Sure. Somebody's going to respond to that immediately.
The email address is customercare@questar.com.
Customer care is one word?
Yes.
Okay, and you can give me Linda's employee ID number. She is Cindy's boss. My communication is going to be addressed directly to Linda. I'm going to need her employee ID number. Because I know you probably have a dozen Lindas working there.
Let me take a quick look and try and find that. Just a second, okay? Can I put you on hold one more time?
Sure.
All right, thanks.